With us right now, we have Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management. Morning, Greg.
Morning, Heather.
How do you think the market's going to react to the latest on the tariffs?
Yeah, they'll be in for a test of their resilience, I suppose. And, you know, is this more bluffing and about ratcheting up pressure to get deals done? Is Tarko still alive and well? So I guess we'll see. But, yeah, markets have been pretty insensitive to these regular threats. But, yeah, we'll be in for a new test this week. So, yeah, so what have we got? So over the weekend, Trump unveiled 30% tariff rates on Europe and Mexico. And this is pretty relevant. They together make up around about a third of US imports. He said if they retaliate, you mentioned Europe retaliating with countermeasures, he says whatever they raise their rates by will be added to the 30%. So this is similar to the letter he sent to Canada last week. And with respect to Mexico, said they're not doing enough to combat the flow of drugs across the border, also immigrants. The duties, they'll be higher than the 25% imposed on Mexico earlier in the year, although there's still this US-Mexico-Canada agreement, which might make some of them exempt. So, yeah, therefore the impact is, I suppose, a little bit still unclear. Mexico, they said the deal was unfair. And with Europe, he's still unhappy, of course, with the trade deficit which the continent runs. Exports the most goods of any nation to America, of course. He's obviously still happier if they relocate and manufacture their stuff there. But, yeah, European leaders, they weren't happy, including Ursula von der Leyen, the president. She was up in arms, as were some of them, talking about the countermeasures, as you mentioned, and this new August 1 deadline. So, yeah, it is a bit of a follow-up, a step-up in pressure. Of course, Trump last week sent letters to 23 other trading partners, including Canada, Japan and Brazil, and setting out tariffs ranging from 20 to 50%. So I think, Heather, with deals having obviously been coming, following, and have they? So I think this is all just about ratcheting up the pressure ahead of that. But, yeah, well, markets will obviously be in for a new test this week.
Yeah. What do you make of Levi Strauss and the way it's shrugging it off?
Hey, well, some companies actually doing quite well, including the jeans maker. So these shares are up 11% on Friday. They had better than expected earnings. So quarterly sales up 6%, net income that more than tripled. And they reckon they can offset the impact of his tariffs as long as they don't go any higher. I guess that's a big question mark. Mm. And they see an impact of just 25 to 30 million. It's pretty relevant to them where these tariffs go, because a lot of the stuff that they make comes from Pakistan, Bangladesh, Indonesia and the like, so they're being threatened with these higher tariffs. But yeah, Levi's are coping by basically strong demand. So, you know, their slogan is quality never goes out of style, and it appears it's continuing to resonate with customers. So here there are jeans recession proof. Yeah, it seems like they might be. They say that demand's still there, consumers are still spending. They reckon sales for the current quarter are going to be up 3 to 4%. Now the market was expecting a 5% decline. They're also doing a number of specific strategies which are going well. So the more direct to consumer sales, Gen Z and millennials, they're buying them. Jeans are still the best sellers, but also getting into caps, backpacks and even aprons. And they've got a collab with Nike on denim sneakers. That's going pretty well. And also, the female shoppers, they're trying to woo more of them, and that's going pretty well. Women's apparel sales jumped 14%. They've got this partnership with Beyonce, and that's proved a great move sales-wise. Certainly had a nice ring for investors. Shares rallying Friday and up 27% year-to-date.
Okay, now looking at the PMI data, not looking too flash?
No, it just sort of reinforces that the New Zealand economy is stumbling along, if not stalling, in the second quarter. So the BNZ Business of New Zealand Performance and Manufacturing Report was titled Still in the Red, which is a bit of a giveaway. PMI actually improved to 47.4, but from 47.4, should I say, to 48.8, but under 50, it's still in contractionary territory. So a lot of the sub-indices are below the historical averages, including the finished products index, which basically shows that manufacturers are still destocking. New orders did increase a bit, so it was a positive, but yeah, the outlook still looks pretty varied at best. Hiring intentions, they remain subdued. And yeah, respondents clearly, yeah, just worried about, I suppose, what's going on geopolitically and obviously also on the trade side and the flow onto demand. One bit of good news here, if we can take that, is saying that spot power prices are coming down. That should be helpful to manufacturing activity, and that's, of course, with Fuller Hydro Lakes. But yeah, overall, Heather, you know, the PMI shows that economic conditions are still very tough. And hey, a few more rate cuts wouldn't go amiss.
Greg, give us the numbers.
Sure. So the Dow was down 0.6% on Friday, 44,371. S&P 500 down 0.3%. NASDAQ down 0.2%. FTSE 100 down 0.4%. Nikkei down 0.2%. ASX 200 in Australia down 0.1%. We were lower as well. NZX 50 down 0.6%, 12,686. Well, the Ryman Healthcare had a good day, up almost 5% on a good first quarter update. Commodities, gold up $31, $3,355 US an ounce. Oil up $1.90, 68 spot, 44. $65 for WTI. The currencies, Kiwi down 0.5% against the US, 60.1, down 0.3% against the Australian dollar, 91.3. British pound, 44.6, that was up 0.3%. Japanese yen, 88.6, up 0.4% as well. Locally, plenty going on this week. We've got the services PMI, card spending, food inflation, another dairy auction, offshore lots as well. So we've got a swathe of Chinese data, GDP, inflation in the US, retail sales as well, Aussie consumer confidence, and lots of results pouring in here. We've got all the big US banks coming in, as well as Johnson & Johnson, Amex, and Netflix.
Good stuff. Hey, Greg, thanks very much. Really appreciate it. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.